Welcome, everyone. Today we have a slightly unusual presentation. It's a rich harvest of two presentations. First, we will cover the fourth quarter results, and immediately after that, we shall move on to present Agora's midterm growth directions. And with your kind permission, we'll delay questions till after the second presentation. I will now ask Grzegorz Kosakowski, a member of the board, to present fourth quarter results.
Welcome, everyone. We will start with the first part of our call today, which will be dedicated to the discussion of the financial results of the group in the fourth quarter of the last year. During today's presentation, I would like to present the key highlights for 2013, key market changes and estimates for the advertising market performance in the current year, performance of our business segments, and I will conclude this part of the call with a brief summary. If you could go to the page 3 of our presentation, where we present the key highlights of our group in 2013. In the past year, our group successfully initiated our activities in cinema distribution. Our first and so far the largest project, Drogówka, which can be translated into Traffic Department, was the only Polish movie production with over 1 million viewers in 2013. We've successfully enriched our mobile apps portfolio, both for our digital services and for our traditional media. The National Broadcasting Council approved also the change of the music format of our Roxy FM station. As of now, we broadcast under the brand Rock Radio. AMS, our outdoor company, signed the Warsaw contract for the bus shelters system in Warsaw, and the first bus shelters will be constructed in the second half of this year. Together with our partner, Kino Polska TV SA, we obtained a license for the specialized movie channel Stop Klatka TV, which will start broadcasting very soon, on March 15th. We are pleased to report that our journalists win the recognition both from the media sector and from our readers. Year 2013 brought numerous prizes for our editorial teams, providing content for various media in the group. Let's move on to our financial results. Please keep in mind that year-on-year comparisons are affected by one-off events reported in the fourth quarter of 2012, which amounted to over 17 million zlotys. In the fourth quarter of 2013, the value of the group's revenue was influenced by the number of negative external factors, including lower ad spend in Poland, decline in print circulation, and also drop in cinema admissions. On the other hand, the level of group's revenue was positively influenced by effective utilization of our production capacity in our printing plants, which translated into growth of revenues from printing services for the external clients by over 20%, higher revenues generated by the special project division, slower decline in revenue from copy sales of Gazeta Wyborcza due to two copy price increases introduced in 2013, and increase in the average cinema ticket price and higher concession sales in Helios Cinemas. In total, our revenues declined by 3% in the fourth quarter of 2013. During that time, due to the cost reduction measures and lack of any significant one-offs, the group's operating costs were down by almost 9% year-on-year. It resulted in the growth of our operating results to over 15 million, and which is up by over 18 million zlotys, and our operating EBITDA increased to 39 million and net profit increased to over 12 million. Now let's have a closer look at the performance of the advertising market in the fourth quarter of last year and how it can affect the market situation in the entire 2014. The fourth quarter of 2013 was the ninth consecutive quarter in which advertisers limited their expenditure. Yet, at minus 2%, the ad spend decline dynamics was the slowest, the lowest level since the beginning of the recession. Advertisers limited their expenditure in the majority of media. Only internet, radio, and television sectors noted some growth. The ad spend in internet grew by 8% year over year, mainly as a result of growing search engine advertising, up by more than 15%, and video, which is up by 54%, but from a very low starting point. The value of online display advertising decreased by almost 3.5% year-on-year. For the first time within the last 8 quarters, advertising expenditure in TV increased slightly, up by 0.5% year-on-year, advertisers also increased ad spend in radio, which is up by 6% year on year. The decline in advertising expenditure was observed in dailies, down by 25%, cinema, down by 15%, magazines, down by 12.5%, and outdoor, down by 12%. In 2013, the value of advertising market in Poland decreased by 5%. Television and internet strengthened their share in the total advertising spend. Taking into account the lower year-on-year drops in the ad spend, along with positive signals from the Polish economy, we estimate that in 2013, the condition of the Polish advertising market should improve somewhat. In our opinion, the value of the advertising market will grow up by 2% year-on-year, and internet will be the fastest growing ad segment with the potential growth between 5 to 8%. The cinema advertising will increase between 2 to 5%. TV advertising expenditure may be higher by 1 to 4%. Radio may note the growth of 0 to 3%. Outdoor advertising market performance may range from the drop by 1% to an uptick to 2%. Print media advertising will continue to decrease by 20 to 24% in dailies and by 9 to 13% in magazines. Now let's move to the performance of the group's business segments. Certainly we start with our print media. The newspaper segment performance was affected by the advertising expenditure drop, down by 25%. It is worth mentioning, however, that the segment's ad revenue decrease was lower than the market. We managed to diminish the drops of Gazeta Wyborcza copy sales revenues due to the copy price increase introduced twice in 2013. In addition, the special project division revenue increased. The division also improved its operating result by over 3 million year on year. High increase of the segment's other revenues in 2013 is a result of co-production and DVD distribution of Drogówka, Traffic Department, which was the only Polish movie with the cinema attendance of over 1 million in 2013. Revenues from printing services for external clients positively influenced the segment's total revenue, both in the fourth quarter and in the entire year, which were up by 25% for year on year. Operating costs of the segment increased slightly, up by 1.3%. This is mainly a result of higher costs of raw materials and energy relating to our printing services for external clients. These costs certainly are compensated by the revenues from this activity. In addition, due to the introduction of a metered paywall of Gazeta Wyborcza website, a slight increase in staff costs was noted by the segment. In effect, the operating result of the segment amounted to almost 10 million and operating EBITDA to over 16 million zlotys. The magazine segment, which is influenced, the results of this segment are influenced by impairment of press assets, which were noted in the fourth quarter of 2012, as well as the sale of the rights to publish Poradnik Domowy in the first quarter of 2013. We continuously develop our press offer, both in print as well as in digital. To optimize the efficiency of operations, we also merge sales departments of our press brands. Now let's move on to discussion financial results of our second largest segment, meaning cinema. In the fourth quarter of 2014, the revenues of Helios Group increased by almost 8%, and the growth drivers included higher revenue from the ticket sales, mainly due to higher average price of the cinema ticket, despite the cinema attendance drop, higher concession sales, up by almost 13%, higher advertising revenues, mainly due to cooperation with other businesses in our group, higher revenue from other sales, growing mainly as a result of the film distribution operations under the umbrella of our company Next Film. In 2014, Helios Network increased by two new multi-screen cinemas in Gdynia and Nowy Sącz. The network closed down its cinema in Katowice due to the termination of the space rental contract. As a result, our network consists of 31 multi-screen cinemas with 166 screens. We plan to further grow our cinema operations. We plan to open 5 new cinemas in 2014. next large segment of our group is outdoor business. And in the fourth quarter of 2013, the value of outdoor advertising expenditure decreased in Poland by over 12%. During that time, AMS, our outdoor company revenue, decreased by 7%, which means that the dynamics of AMS revenue was significantly better for the upsurge on the outdoor advertising market. As a result, both in the fourth quarter and for the whole year, AMS share in the total in the outdoor advertising market grew. Currently, company's share in outdoor ad spend increased to over 32%. In the fourth quarter, AMS significantly decreased its operating costs. It was possible due to optimization measures, inter alia adjusting of the panel portfolio to the market condition. The segment successfully reduced maintenance costs of its panels. As a result, the segment improved its operating results in the fourth quarter to 5 million zlotys, and its EBIT margin grew to almost 12% in the fourth quarter of 2013. Now let's move on, on to internet segment's results. Due to decrease of operating costs, which are down by almost 18%, the segment improved its operating result on the level of EBIT up to almost 7 million and operating EBITDA up to almost 9 million zlotys. This means that the segment recorded the best result in its history ever. The drop in segment's revenue is a result of decreasing spending for display advertising. Additionally, lower year-on-year number of barter transactions affected the level of segment's revenue. That also relates to the decrease in the promotions in the same period. Websites composing Gazeta.pl group kept its strong third position among portals. Due to the intense development on services and mobile application, our group, Gazeta.pl, is the portal with the largest share of mobile page views in total number of page views performed on the portal. The segment supports digital development of other businesses in our group, and it expands its own products. For example, you can see Gazeta.pl live application as well as Sport.pl live mobile application, which is classified as the best free sport application available on Android's platform. The internet segment continues to develop its video offer. In the fourth quarter, our VOD service under the name Kinoplex.pl broadened its operation with the cooperation with NK.pl portal. We also launched a new site, serlocal.pl, with the local emergency service. It's our first step in the strategy of building segment's position in lead generations market. The next segment to be discussed is our radio business. Due to the uptick in the radio ad market in the fourth quarter of last year, the revenue of our group segment grew by over 6%. This, combined with the ongoing cost management, resulted in the improvement of the segment's operating result and margins. EBIT grew to over 4 million and operating EBITDA to almost 5 million. Radio, as you know, is a licensed business and licenses are a scarce commodity. Yet, we are successful in broadening the reach of our stations by getting permissions to expand technical reach of existing licenses and getting additional small licenses for our formats. We leverage market opportunities to change music formats to more attractive for the advertisers. Lately, we changed Radio Roxy to Rock Radio. We continue developing digital presence of our news and talk radio. Last year, we refreshed our talkfm.pl site, which is the digital form of our radio. And Talk FM was named the most popular radio source by individual investors. To sum up, as you could see, we as other media companies, we operate in volatile market environment. The most significant adverse market factors influencing the group result included decline in ad market expenditure, structural changes in the media market, and decrease in cinema attendance. However, thanks to the initiatives and new projects executed in the group, we grew revenues and profitability in a number of our businesses. To name some of them, as you could hear, our internet operations noted the best operating result in its history. Radio business significantly improved its operating result. Helios Cinema Network grew revenues and profitability thanks to higher average price of the tickets. AMS, thanks to adjusting its panel portfolio, reduced its operating costs and improved operating results. In addition, thanks to Gazeta Wyborcza's copy price increases, we've managed to slow down the pace of decrease in revenues from copy sales. We continue the process of digitalization of our content and development of mobile applications. And to sum up our outlook for 2014, we expect advertising market to grow somewhat, the media most likely to benefit are TV and internet. We plan to invest in the group's growth, which entails opening of 5 new cinemas, further development of the digital offer of Gazeta Wyborcza, strengthening the sales departments in the prospective market segments. We will start to implement the Warsaw contract and build the first bus shelters in the second half of the year. And last but not least, our first TV channel will start broadcasting soon, on the 15th of March. Thank you very much for this part of our presentation. And now we will go to our midterm plans for Agora. Please, Bartek, it's your stage.